when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around. Not to worry, not to worry, I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you like some. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you, not while
that, I guarantee you, is the gentlest and most reassuring thought you will hear in the next 54 minutes. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only one-of-a-kind signature idiosyncratic radio station. That was the voice of Josh Groban singing a beautiful ballad from the second act of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And that is the topic of today's show. It took forever. It took almost 10 years to get around to Stephen Sondheim's masterpiece. So we can say at last, our archives are complete again. This was the 1979 show that opened on Broadway, directed by Hal Prince, book by Hugh Wheeler, that was met initially with some skepticism because of its rather horror film-oriented subject matter, but has gone on not only to be regarded as Sondheim's masterpiece, as I said, but one of the most popular shows, certainly of the 1970s, if not the entire Broadway canon. Very unexpected how it took on a life of its own, was resurrected much the way Benjamin Barker was as Sweeney Todd. So we'll listen to as much as we can in the very limited time we have, some of the major highlights with a variety of recording artists. Well, let us go to the Eurus Theater. In March of 1979, I snuck out of college to come down and see a preview. I think I got a seat in the back row, and I'll never forget it as long as I live, one of the great, great evenings in the theater. Here is the opening of Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
and the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again. He trod a path that few have trod, did Sweeney Todd. The demon barber of Fleet Street.
He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients and good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Half a minute, can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little fake. Ugh, what is that? But you think we had the plague? From the way the people keep avoiding, no you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. Ugh, but there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. Why nobody cares to take them? I should know, I make them. But good now, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but grasping. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is when you get it. Never thought I'd live to see the day men would think it was a treat. Finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Lately all the neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what I call enterprise. Popping pussies into pies wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, them pussycats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lard and nothing more. Is that just revolting? All greasy and gritty. It looks like it's melting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone. With limited wind. And the worst pies in London. Ah, sir, times is hard, times.
was, of course, Angela Lansbury in her Tony-winning performance as the demented, deranged, but very, very practical Mrs. Lovett. Well, let us go to a 2000 concert with the New York Philharmonic. It was supposed to star Bryn Terfel and Patti LuPone, but he backed out at the last minute and was replaced by George Hearn as Sweeney Todd, who had taken over for Len Cariou as Sweeney Todd and did the national tour. Anyway, a beautiful rendition of the number wherein Sweeney gets reunited with the Razors that will bring him to revenge and victory.
Them handles is chased silver, ain't they?
Silver? Yes. These are my friends. See how they glisten. See this one shine. How he smiles in the light, my friend, my faithful friend. Speak to me, friend. Whisper, I'll listen. I know, you've been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend, well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together, and we'll do wonders, won't we? You there, my friend.
I'm your friend.
Come, let me hold you.
If you only knew,
now,
Mr. Todd,
with a sigh,
oh, Mr. Todd,
you grow warm in my hand, my friend, my clever friend.
Always had a fondness for you, I did.
Rest now, my friend.
Never you.
Soon
you,
I'll
Todd.
Unfold you.
You can move in
soon
here,
no splendors you never have dreamed
all your days.
My lucky friends, till now your shine, it was merely silver.
Silver's good enough for me.
Friends, you shall drip rubies. You'll soon drip precious rubies.
At last, my right arm is complete again!
In Sweeney Todd, there's a subplot of a young sailor who rescues Sweeney and befriends him, and the young woman he falls in love with, Joanna, who happens to be Sweeney Todd's long-lost daughter. Here are two renditions by people who are not necessarily associated with Sweeney Todd. The beautiful song Green Finch and Linnet Bird, sung by Judy Collins.
Finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird, how is it you sing? How can you jubilate sitting in cages, never taking wing? Outside the sky waits beckoning, beckoning just beyond the bars. How can you remain staring at the rain, maddened by the stars? is it you sing anything? How is it you sing? Green finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird, how is it you sing? Whence comes this melody constantly flowing? Is it rejoicing or merely hallowing? Discussing or fussing or simply dreaming? Are you crowing? Are you screaming? Ring dove and robinet, is it for wages singing to be sold? Have you discovered it's safer in cages, singing when you're told? My cage has many rooms, damask and dark. Nothing there sings, not even my lark. Larks never will, you know, when they're captive. Teach me to be more adaptive. Ah, green finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird, teach me how to sing. If I cannot think that walls can hide you.
Anthony's ballad, Joanna, sung, as you probably guessed, by Bernadette Peters, who has never played Mrs. Lovett. Maybe she would someday. It would be a good part for her. Well, we come in Sweeney Todd along Sweeney's road to revenge, and we come towards the end of Act One, which has the trifecta of songs, which have to be the most powerful ending to an Act One in Broadway history. Certainly one of them. I'll never forget it. We have Judge Turpin, upon whom Sweeney wishes to enact his revenge, stumbling into his shop thanks to some of Sweeney's stratagems. Here is the film version, Johnny Depp and Alan Rickman. And Alan Rickman has a kind of, I wouldn't say he's Bryn Terfel by a long shot, although we'll get to hear Bryn Terfel, but his pure, what would I say, seedy, demonic aspect is beautifully rendered. Here is Pretty Women, as we go, as we must, through to the end of Act One of Sweeney Todd.
What may I do for you today, sir? Stylish trimming of the hair. Soothing skin massage. Sit, sir. Sit.
You see, sir, a man infatuated with love, her ardent and eager slave. So fetch the pomade and palmist stone and lend me a more seductive tone, a sprinkling perhaps of French cologne. But first, sir, I think a shave.
The closest I ever gave.
In a merry mood today, Mr. Todd.
Tis your delight, sir, catching fire from one man to the next.
Tis true, sir, love can still inspire the blood to pound the heart leap higher. What more
can man require
than love, sir?
More than love, sir.
What, sir?
Women.
Ah, yes, women.
Pretty women.
Sir.
My lord, and who may it be said is your intended, sir?
My ward.
And pretty as you must be.
Pretty as a mother.
Hmm? What was that?
Pretty women. Fascinating. Sipping coffee, dancing, pretty women are a wonder. Pretty women sitting in the window or standing on the stair, something in them changes. Stay within you.
Glancing.
Stay forever.
Breathing lightly.
Pretty women. Pretty women. Blowing out the candles. Oh, combing out the hair.
And
even when they.
Somehow can still remain
there with are pretty women at the mirrors
in the garden,
letter writing,
flower picking,
weather watching, how they make a man sing forever as you're living. Pretty women, sir, pretty women, hey!
him, and then...
I saw him both running down the street, and I thought to myself, the fat's in the fire now for sure.
I had him. His throat was bare beneath my hand.
Dear, dear, calm down.
No, I had him. His throat was there, and he'll never come again.
Hush, love, hush. I keep turning you.
Wait.
What's your
Why do I wait? You told me to wait. Now he'll never come again. There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and it's filled with people who are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it. But not for long. They all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Lovitch, tell you why. Because in all of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovitch, there are two kinds of men and only two. There's the one saying foot in his proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovitch, look at you. Now we all deserve to die. Even you, Mrs. Lovitch, even I. Because the lives of the wicked should be made free for the rest of us. Death will be an end if we all deserve to die. And I'll never see Joanna. No, I'll never hug my girl to me. Finish! All right, you, sir, how about a shave? Come and visit your good friends. You, sir, too, sir, welcome to the grave. I will have vengeance. I will have salvation. Good, sir. Yes, sir. No one in the chair. Come on, come on. Sweeney's waiting. I want you, please. You, sir. Anybody? Gentlemen, don't be shy. Not one man. No, not 10 men. Nor 100. Can assuage me. I will have you. And I will get him back even as he gloats. In the meantime, I'll practice on this honorable throat. And my Lucy lies in ashes, and I'll never see my girl again. But the work waits. I'm alive at last, and I'm full of joy.
That's all very well, but what are we going to do about the Italian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Well, yes, of course, we could do that. I don't suppose he's got any relatives going to come poking around looking for him. Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad. Has. Nor it can't be traced. Business needs are lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift, if you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ha! Huh.
Good, you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better using only pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe 6 or 7 at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
am I handy, practical, and yet appropriate as always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without you all these years, I'll never know.
Think about it, lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shame. Won't they think of
choice
all their
ways? Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we to deny it in here? Ah, these are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett. And desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is, how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy no, sir. Look closer. You'll notice it grosser.
Looks thicker. More like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives' favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now let me see. We've got Tinker.
No. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lock.
Then again, the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier, pick up his career.
That looks pretty rank.
Well, he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No. This isn't fiddle player. It's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear that everybody goes down well with beer.
Marine doesn't appeal to you. How about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's fop. Finest in the shop. And we have some shepherd's pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. He's a politician, so oily. He'd serve with a doily, have one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer, fry the dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
That actor, that compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
Hi. born and loved by love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
And we come triumphantly to the end of Act One of Sweeney Todd. I would say the curtain comes down, but it doesn't. Not at the Eures Theater, not in 1979. That was one of the most thrilling moments I've ever seen. Angela Lansbury and Len Cariou in triumph at the end of Act One. We heard Bryn Terfel sing Epiphany from a radio concert, I believe, in the 2000s. Well, Sweeney Todd has worked its way into popular culture. It even appeared on the television show The Office. It wound up being nominated for 9 Tonys and winning 8 and becoming one of the most remarkable pieces of musical theater in the 20th century and beyond. I must recognize that Broadway to Main Street is partially funded by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, and I can't imagine Ira Gershwin in a million years ever conceiving of anything like Sweeney Todd. Maybe that's a good thing. Well, among the many, many productions of Sweeney Todd, I myself have seen 1516, was a 2005 reimagining by director John Doyle, which brought everything down to a very intimate level, with the actors also playing some of the instruments. Here is Patti LuPone, Michael Cerveris, and Mano Felciano with the revival of Sweeney Todd from 2005, the beginning of Act Two.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Are your nostrils a-quiver and tingling as well as that delicate, luscious, ambrosial smell? Yes, they are, I can tell. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that aroma enriching the breeze is like nothing compared to its succulent source, as the gourmets among you will tell you, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't imagine the rapture in store. Just inside of this door, you'll sample Mrs. Lovett's meat pies, savory and sweet pies, as you'll see. You who eat pies, Mrs. Lovett's meat pies, conjure up the treat pies used to be.
Nice to see you, dearie. How have you been keeping? Call me Bounce is weary. Tell me, one for the gentleman here. The birdie's cheeping, helps to keep it cheery. Tell me, throw the old woman out.
God, that's good.
What's your pleasure, dearie? Now we don't cut slices. Call me eyes is bleary. Tell me, none for the gentleman. I could up me prices. I'm a little leery. Business couldn't be better now.
God, that's good.
Knock on wood. Excuse me. Dear, see to the customers. Yes, what love, quick.
Though the trade is brisk.
But it's 6 o'clock.
So it's 6 o'clock.
It was due to arrive at 4:45.
And it's probably 6 o'clock. Already down the block. It'll be here.
I've been waiting all day. But it should have been here by now.
Hot ice.
Will you wait?
You'll come back when it cools.
Because my customers truly are getting unruly. And what's your pleasure, dearie? Oops, I beg your pardon. Just me hands are smeary. Don't be. Run for the gentleman down to Lava Garden. Always makes me teary. Must be one of them foreigners.
God, that's good. That is delicious.
What's my secret? Frankly, dear, forgive my candor. Family secret, all to do with herbs. Things like being careful with your coriander. That's what makes the gravy grander.
More hot pies. More hot. More pies.
To the customers. What now, love? Quick,
though the trade is brisk.
But it's here.
It's where?
Coming up the stair.
I'll get rid of the slaughters. They're still pretty hot.
It's
and I'll
about
soon
to be
there.
Open, so don't you care?
No, I'll be there.
But
I will
we have
be
to
there.
Prepare.
But the man will be sold if I let him get colder. When incidentally, dearie, you know Mrs. Mooney, sales have been so dreary. Go be. Poor thing is penniless. What about that loony? Looking sort of beery. Oh, well, got to come up and send. That'll be threepence. And
God, that's good. She should have delicious ever taste it. Smell such, oh my God, what more? That's pies good.
Ooh, ooh,
is this all?
a chair fit for a king, how wondrous neat and most particular chair. You tell me, where is there a seat can half compare with this particular thing? I have a few minor adjustments to make. They'll take
you take your time, I'll go see to the customer.
I have another friend.
Is that a pie fit for a king? A wondrous, sweet, and most particular thing. You see, ma'am, why there is no meat pie can compete with this delectable pie. The crust all velvety and wavy that claims those crimps. Then the dull succulent gravy,
the shallow its wondrous,
so tender,
the show so
tender. Excuse me, dear, see to the customers, all set, love.
Hear me,
my heart's a flutter
when I pound the floor.
When you pound the floor,
it's a signal to show that
yes,
they're ready
me,
to
I
go.
Yes, you tell me, I know you'll be ready to go when you pound the floor. Will you trust me?
I just want to be sure.
I'll be waiting below
when
for
I'm
the
certain
to
that
blow.
You're in place. I'll pound three times. Three times. To warn you. Three times. That means.
Exactly. More hot pies.
God.
More hot.
Right.
More pies. More.
Right. How about this
that a
beer in a twinkling? Just confirms my feet and toes. Deep what is over us in happening?
Why there is no meat pie
to be. Throw the old woman out.
God, that's good. That is good. Have you lived?
Sweeney Todd was not a big hit in England initially. I saw the first British production in 1980 on the West End, and it closed in a couple of months. But then it was rediscovered, of course, because Sweeney Todd is their own particular British legend. Here is a production with Imelda Staunton as Mrs. Lovett opposite Michael Ball as Sweeney Todd, where she sings the wonderful, goofy, dippy ballad in Act Two, By the Sea.
Oh, Mr. Todd. I'm so happy, I could eat you up, I really could. You know what I'd like to do, Mr. Todd? What I dream, if the business stays as good, where I'd really like to go in a year or so. Don't you want to know?
Of course.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, yes, I do, I do.
Well, I've always had a dream. Ever since I was a skinny little slip of a thing, and my rich Aunt Nettie used to take me to the seaside, August bank holiday. The pier, making castles in the sand, and I can still feel my toes just wiggling around in the briny. By the sea, Mr. Todd, that's the life I covet. By the sea, Mr. Todd, oh, I know you'd love it. You and me, Mr. T, we could be alone in a house what we'd almost own down by the sea.
Anything you say.
Would that be smashing? With the sea at our gate, we'll have kippered herring. Would have swum to a strait from the Straits of Bering. Every night in the kip, when we're through our kippers, I'd be there slipping off your slippers by the sea. With the fishy splashing by the sea. Wouldn't that be smashing? Down by the sea.
Anything you say, anything you say.
I can see us waking, the breakers breaking, the seagulls squawking. I do me baking, then I go walking with you, you. I warm me bones on the Esplanade, have tea and scones with me gay young blade. Then I'll knit a sweater while you write a letter, unless we got better to do.
Anything you say.
Think how snug it'll be underneath our flannel when it's just you and me and the English English Channel in our cosy retreat. Kept all neat and tidy. We'll have chums over every Friday by the sea.
Anything you say.
Don't you love the weather by the sea? We'll grow old together by the seaside. See us now in our bathing costumes, you in a nice rich navy and me in stripes perhaps. It will be so quiet that who'll come by it except a seagull. Ooh, ooh. We shouldn't try it though till it's legal for two. But a seaside wedding could be devised. Me rumple bedding legitimised. Me eyelids will flutter, I'll turn into butter the moment I mutter, I do. By the sea in our nest, we could share our kippers with the odd paying guest from the weekend trippers. Have a nice sunny suite for the guest to rest in. Now and then you could do the guest in by the sea. Married nice and proper by the sea. Bring along your chopper to the seaside.
Audra McDonald there, didn't we, as the beggar woman who is revealed to be Sweeney Todd's wife, who he thought had died a long time ago. That was from the New York Philharmonic concert in 2000. Well, there is so much to cover in Sweeney Todd. We did it very quickly with Dispatch, Get It. And I hope you devoured Get It, the wonderful music of Sweeney Todd. Here is the finale from the Broadway production, one of the most unforgettable, I never forget and I never forgive, one of the most unforgettable productions in the history of the American theater. Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
I tend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd.
He shamed the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again.
He trod a path that few have trod.
Did Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Kept a shop in London town of fancy clients and good renown.
And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved.
My Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.